Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Joe Zimmel and Valerie Friedman.
StoryCorps CT features interviews gathered by the StoryCorps Mobile Tour in Connecticut. Andrea Rapaz interviewed Lydia Mealy for the project.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about your parents and their love story and kind of the effects it had on the community?
My dad joined the Merchant Marines, and he was shipped to Puerto Rico. He first saw my mother, Olga, when he and a sergeant took the wrong bus and ended up at the end of the bus line in front of my grandmother's restaurant. And he pursued her. He didn't give up. He always said my mother was his salvation. My mother often, looking back, always said that she felt it was her destiny to come to the United States. So in 1940, when they married, that began my mother's destiny. She left a warm, loving family, a tropical environment, to come to the cold of Vermont.
That's great. How did your parents get to Connecticut from Vermont?
Work. You know, they always went where the jobs were. And sure. My mother worked at Pratt & Whitney, and my father was, at the time, I think he was laying hardwood floors. They started that way, and then my mother got involved with the community in the early 50s when the first migration of Puerto Ricans came over due to Operation Bootstrap.
What was Operation Bootstrap?
Operation Bootstrap was the United States' attempt to industrialize the Puerto Rican economy. And so a lot of the agriculture and agrarian jobs disappeared. And so the migrants came to work on the tobacco fields.
Can you talk about what it was like for your mother here before the first wave of migration came?
Yeah, she experienced a lot of discrimination because she was Puerto Rican. I remember when we were children, my mother couldn't look for apartments. My father had to. If they found out she was Puerto Rican, they wouldn't rent to her.
Interesting, because also at that time, there was a pretty vibrant Italian community in Hartford. So I know you said your father was Italian. Did he get involved in the Italian community at all?
No. You know, my mother was an incredible influence. He got totally enmeshed in the Puerto Rican community. My mother started working with the first migrants from Sacred Heart Church in the North End and St. Peter's in the South End. And she and Father Cooney and Nilda Ortiz established the San Juan Center. And she was a little tiny mama, but a powerhouse. And she had such a way of influencing people with just her love and caring that it sparked that same feeling in other people. Her main mission was to help people find jobs, get educated, and empower them to help themselves. And she would pile people in her car, feeding them, preparing for job interviews. And her motto was, se puede, it can be done, you can do it. And she got such a good reputation with the employers that they would take anybody she brought. And Mom inspired everyone to reach their highest potential, including me. She worked with the principal at Hartford High to expand the adult education classes for Puerto Ricans and migrants to learn English. You know, the phone was ringing off the hook 24/7. I know when I would call, my father had a great sense of humor. He would answer the phone and say, this is Olga Mealy's answering service. And, you know, his greatest contribution was to allow my mother to do her own thing, even at the expense of not having her around all the time, which he really missed. He did it because it made her happy. And she spent 65 years helping all of the Hispanic community, not just Puerto Ricans.
She sounds like a very, very amazing woman.
Yeah, she was.
Lydia Mealy and Andrea Rapaz in Hartford, Connecticut. Produced locally by Connecticut Public Radio. See and hear more stories at ctpublic.org/StoryCorpsCT.
The StoryCorps Mobile Tour is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. StoryCorps CT is supported locally by Connecticut Humanities, with funding from Connecticut's Department of Economic and Community Development, the Office of the Arts, and the State Legislature.